Welcome to episode 45 of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast with me, Fiona Staunton. Today, I'm talking to the three friends who founded Sisterly. It's a new brand of food supplements designed specifically for the female physiology. In discussion with Aoife Matthews, Jenny O'Connell, and Louise O'Riordan, we learn all about The Elevator, their first product. Be sure to listen to the end to find each of their tips to help improve the health of the nation. And don't forget to use their discount code if you are looking to subscribe. The discount code is Cook Eat Nourish 10. I hope you enjoy the episode.
So can I please ask the three of you, we've got Aoife Matthews, Jennifer O'Connell and Louise O'Riordan, to introduce yourselves to my audience.
Hi Fiona, Aoife Matthews. So I am based in Dublin, and I was originally an investment banker for many, many years in London, but I since retrained as a health and wellness coach, and at the same time founded Sisterly along with Jenny and Louise.
And hi, Jenny O'Connell here. I was a barrister for, I think, 22 years. So in a very different world, but a keen triathlete at the same time, and would have been very into my supplementation as a result of seeing the performance enhancing benefits of being, you know, looking after your immune system and your energy levels. So from that, I have transitioned into this wonderful venture with my two friends.
Hi, Fiona. Louise O'Riordan. So I'm currently living in Los Angeles for the last 10 years. My background is in brand consultancy and building brands for other people. And so now was felt the right time to start a brand that I felt passionate about with two friends.
Great. And I mean, I was at one of the launches of it, and I think it sounds like a great idea while we go for a food first approach. And I think we all probably agree on this. But when you're in a busy life, it's not always possible to cook, eat and nourish yourself purely from the food. So perhaps, Jenny, you might tell us, why did you set up Sisterly?
So it was it's probably something that a few other people have experienced as well. It was a kind of a something that came out of COVID and lockdown. So we were located in three different countries. Aoife was in Madrid, Louise was in LA, and we were on one of those kind of Zoom calls. I'm based in Dublin. And we were talking about, as everybody was obsessed at the time, about our immunity and, you know, how to support our immunity. And we were all kind of a certain age, and we were thinking about what should we be doing to future proof and to support our bodies. And we all like agreed on kind of three things. The first being that, you know, this whole area of supplementation, it's really complicated, you know, and it's really hard to figure out what you should be taking, you know, what are the right forms of the nutrients you should be taking, what's the correct dose. And it's really complex. So we all agreed that, you know, it would be amazing if it could just be simplified for people, and that you would have, you know, products that were really made conscientiously. You need the science behind a formulation, and that, you know, took us quite a considerable amount of time to identify, you know, the right expert in the area. So that was Dr. Daniel Jones, who we've been working with on this formulation. He has a specialization in powder sachet supplements and, you know, over two decades working in this industry. And we worked alongside him and wanted to, you know, the third thing that we really wanted to do was put the female body first, and kind of said, look, we're not small men, we're different. And we deserve, you know, a kind of a unique formulation that's specifically tailored for us. And we kind of felt that, look, if we could focus specifically on the female physiology, we'd come up with a better nutritional supplement that really works for women.
And I suppose to backtrack as well, it's important to know, would you like to describe about how previous tests weren't done on women?
Oh, like that's the bit that gets us all a bit hot under the collar, because, you know, as part of this project, we did a lot of research into, you know, I was reading Dr. Stacey Sims' book Roar, and there's, you know, Aoife's really into this kind of area as well. And we were all kind of bowled over by how little research and investment has gone into the female body and understanding the female body. And up until 1993, women were left out of clinical trials because it was seen that their pesky hormone cycles might disrupt the results. So, like, you know, that's more than half the population excluded because, you know, they might upset the outcome, or, you know, the medical community didn't understand how the hormone cycle affected results. And, you know, that's something that We have been really amazed by the knowledge gap, and we want to just get into this space because it has been so long ignored. You know, every innovation in this space in terms of, you know, supporting the female body, understanding the female body, that's a good thing, and that's something we should all be supporting.
And 1993 isn't that long ago. And I mean, now, and it goes with all of the information about menopause coming, you know, there is definitely a really big shift. But maybe Aoife, could I ask you, why do we need to supplement?
So, Fiona, as you would say yourself, you know, food first is most important. Lifestyle also extremely important. But what we're finding today is we're just not getting the nutrients that we used to get from the food we eat. And there's a number of reasons for that. The soil, for example, is overused and not a lot has lost a lot of the nutrients that we used that they used to have, which would then obviously feed through to the food we eat. And then also looking at how far, you know, food travels. So, you know, this is what I learned when I was training in as a food and a health and wellness coach. You know, the orange sitting on your in your fruit bowl on the table may well have come from Seville. It took a week to get there, and then it's sitting on your table for 2 weeks. And by the time you're actually eating that orange, the vitamin C levels are not what they should be. So, you know, we all lead busy lives. We try, generally try to eat well, but unfortunately, we're just not getting what the nutrients that we used to get. So supplementation is something we, you know, need to consider.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's so hard with all the different information on the food, and now particularly living in Ireland, you get food imported from all over the world, and yeah, it's a whole other topic, really, isn't it? So it's called the elevator. Louise, what exactly is the elevator, and why is it different from other supplements that you might be able to get?
So the elevator is your daily powder sachet that you take to deliver all the nutrients you need. As Jenny touched on, our focus was very much on female physiology. So that is one definite point of difference, is that we're very female focused. And then when you come into the formulation, we've really held ourselves to the best standard of uncompromised quality. So we've got the best form of each ingredient. So each ingredient is in its natural form, as opposed to synthetic, which you might find in others. We also chose for optimal dosage across each ingredient. And then there's the sheer range of nutrients that we've packed into this sachet. So, you know, we often say it's like a shelf full of supplements in one easy sachet to simplify your morning routine. So you have the confidence and the comfort of knowing you've taken control of that. And finally, we're, you know, clean. It's a very, very clean product.
And so I suppose to describe to the listeners what you're talking about, it's in a powdered form. So it's not a scoop of powder as such. It's in a little sachet. So you can take it with you and have it at work, or if you're going away, it travels, etc. And you just dissolve it in a glass of water. And if I remember rightly from your launch, you got to make sure you keep stirring it at the end to
Exactly.
get
Yeah.
all of it.
Exactly. Again, because we chose to go down a very clean, uncompromising route, you know, some fillers and different agents that you have a choice of adding to things to make everything dissolve much quicker. We chose not to go that route.
Okay. And it's nicely designed in nice, clean white lines, etc. So,
Yeah, but there's also the psychology, right? But it was making this an easy habit. It needed to fit into everybody's kitchen and help form a daily habit.
would one of you like to let me talk to us about some of the key ingredients that are in it, and what foods we might see them in, etc., and the benefits for the body?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 24 nutrients, and all of these are actually, you know, vitamins and minerals that are familiar to all of us. They're well studied and researched. You know, you have your vitamin A, your vitamin D3 that everyone's aware of, yeah, vitamin B complex. And then you have your host of minerals. So you have your magnesium, your iodine, chromium, molybdenum. There's a whole host in there, and these are all nutrients that you know, you normally get from your foods, and that, you know, work to boost every system of the body. What we also have in there as well is coenzyme Q10, and this is a phenomenal ingredient that it's actually involved in cellular metabolism. And our stores of coenzyme Q10 are actually half, well, once we're over the age of 40. the first thing after you start taking the elevator that you might see an impact on. So within a couple of weeks, you should see the benefits of the coenzyme Q10 on your energy levels. And that means kind of sustainable energy levels all through the day. So the other key benefits apart from energy is the immunity. And so we have the likes of zinc, vitamin C, and so on. Hormonal balance. So that's your B5, your iodine, copper, and your molybdenum. And then we also have beauty. So, you know, like vitamin A, which is your retinol, you have selenium, vitamin C, biotin, K2, and so on. So we've really focused on four key areas that women said were their biggest issues. So that's, you know, the energy levels, immunity, hormonal balance, and beauty. But to be honest, aside from that, we're hearing back, you know, a lot of other benefits, such as people, you know, sleep. People are seeing better sleep. Digestion, you know, kind of easier kind of on the gut. So there's it's a whole host of benefits because we're actually nourishing the body with all the nutrients that we would, you know, the body relies on.
And so if we didn't supplement the coenzyme Q10, what foods would we mainly get it from?
So coenzyme Q10 is from broccoli, pistachio nuts, soybeans. You know, there's a few, like actually quite a lot, if you look at some of the food sources, you know, a lot of them really are your green vegetables, as you might expect, nuts, you know, all the kind of the good healthy foods that you tend to see. Eggs as well be another one, legumes.
It's, and you're saying that in your 40s that'll drop off naturally.
It's the coenzyme Q10. Yeah. So the body, you get it from food, but the body actually makes it itself. So most of the coenzyme Q10 is actually generated within the body. So as we get older, you know, as we kind of, I think it is, you get your most coenzyme Q10 in the age of 20, and then it starts to decline. So after the age of 40, it's halved. That is in line with our energy levels and how we tend to feel, I think, as we get older. So by supplementing with coenzyme Q10, it really does actually make a difference.
Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, they are most of the things that people would say, you know, the issues they have at the moment would be the energy, the hormone balance, and the weight would obviously be another thing that I hear a lot of people coming around the menopause time will be their main issues around their diets, etc.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Fiona, because so with the coenzyme Q10, the reason we included it, it's a very expensive ingredient. And I think that's probably the reason everybody's not supplementing with it all the time. It'd be like €40 a month for a month's supply of CoQ10. But we did a survey amongst 300 women in our kind of target market in our age cohort. And the top answer when we said, what are you looking for from a supplement, was people were looking for more energy. And we were really surprised by that. We thought, like, you know, there'd be different kind of answers coming back, but it was energy. People really wanted energy. More women wanted more energy. And I think that's because we're all busy spinning plates, jobs getting busier, kids becoming more demanding, aging parents. You know, there's a lot on women, you know, at a certain age. So we really kind of focused on, and this is unique actually for this being a female-focused multi-nutrient. We focused on what do women actually want? And that was the range from energy to hormonal balance. So we didn't just focus on hormonal balance and kind of have iodine and things like that in there for women. We also said, well, what's their lives like? What do they need in their lives? And that's the range of the nutrients that we selected. It was really like, okay, women want, they want more energy. They want something for hormonal balance. And they also were really concerned. We were doing this during COVID. Everybody was obsessed with immunity. But I mean, who has time to get sick? So like, it is a really important one. You know, the daily bugs and bits and pieces that you pick up, this really helps with that. So it really, that was what we were trying to achieve with our choice of nutrients.
And so we've spoken a lot about the benefits. How much does it cost to have the, and what way? I think you offer a subscription service, is that right?
Yeah, so it works out at $94.40 on subscription. So it's less than the price of a cup of coffee a day. And it gives you kind of all day energy as opposed to your caffeine spike in the morning. You know, it is a lot more beneficial. But, you know, interestingly, when we did the exercise of going into a health food shop to pick up all these different forms of the nutrients in the correct doses, the till receipt was over €300 for our basket of almost, I think it was 12 jars, because some of them would have had little bits of other things in them. They were like kind of hair, skin, nail combined complexes and things like that. But there's no reality to taking 12 pills a day. I mean, I don't think anybody would choose to do that as a way to support their health. And the other piece to it was that even when we reduced down the till receipt to a month's supply of each of those nutrients, it was over 200 euros, you know. So it really is the smarter way to supplement, to get all those nutrients into you every day.
Okay. And is there a particular time of the day that people should, you would suggest they take it?
Well, on account of the CoQ10 and the energy benefits, we suggest the morning time is the best time.
Okay.
Whether it's with water or juice or however you like to take it.
Okay.
Actually,
and I believe you guys have set up a sisterly community. Is that right?
Yes. If you'd like to come to our sea swim tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, you're more than welcome.
It's really cool. That's kind of come out of probably something that we all enjoy. Well, myself and Ethan love it. I'm not sure that Louise loves the idea of jumping into the Irish Sea. I think she's been watching all of this from LA going, on you go, girls, enjoy that. That sounds great. But we're actually all getting together tomorrow to jump into the 40 foot. And it's because we know the dopamine dip gives a, you know, a great health benefit. And it's wonderful in terms of like community, like, you know, we got organized coffee and beanies and, you know, the chat is great. And there's a lot of fear and terror, but so much joy afterwards. And then we do saunas up in Sandy Cove Yard and it's been brilliant. So that's something we want to continue. We're organizing one down in Spanish Point and we'll be going to Galway and Cork, and we're going to jump in the water wherever we can and drag Louise with us.
Good luck, Louise. Yeah, no, I love it. I dip all year round. But yes, it's when you compare it to LA, I'm sure it's very cold.
Yeah, I keep pushing for the wetsuit and they're not allowing me.
No. And so what's next for you guys?
Yeah, so obviously on the market now in Ireland, and we're mainly selling online, but also we're in Brown Thomas and in Morris Pharmacy. And we're launching in the UK in February, and we're going to be again online, but also we're going to be stocked with Whole Foods. And then from there, we're going to the US. So the US is a big target market for us. And I'll let Lou talk about the supplement habits of a lot of the Americans. But yeah, we'll be heading to the US. So we have big plans.
Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you start marketing and hearing back from the customers their existing habits. And definitely when you talk to people in the States, and I know LA is its own world when it comes to health and wellness as well. It's just amazing how many people almost over-supplement. You know, it's everybody's well-educated in the benefits of supplementation, but because it's there's just so much noise around it that even the most savvy customer will be hearing different conflicting messages through media and through friends, that I did the exercise of going into a few friends' homes and just asking them to bring me through their daily supplement routine. And, you know, these were people I knew very well, and I was still blown away at how many tablets were in their daily regime, how they were storing it. I mean, one girl nearly even missed her flight because she was busy packing her pills. I mean, so I think it's almost verging on a problem where people are taking all this information, distilling it themselves, and therefore playing doctors to themselves. And more often than not, you're overdosing then in certain, you know, on certain vitamins. I mean, one thing I do think that is very good in certainly in LA is the rise of all of these membership clubs that encourage you to there's membership clubs like Next Health that encourage you to do so many cryos a week. So, you know, you get your blood panels done. It's very much a world where preventative medicine is really being seen as the future rather than sick care.
Okay.
You go to the GP when you've got a problem rather than getting to know and preempting what could come.
And so this, how long has this product been on the market? I mean, I know you've got some testimonials up there, but maybe can you give us some feedback as to when people start seeing the benefits, etc.?
So we're on the market since mid-September, And we've all been taking it for over a year now. And you know, I'm not going to tell you what we've experienced because I know we'd sound biased. But in terms of it now being on the market, we're getting daily testimonials back from people. I mean, the way we know people experience it is that in the first month, in the first 4 weeks, as Aoife mentioned, you know, the coenzyme Q10 kicks in, the very strong B complex, and that improves energy levels. And that's kind of the first noticeable benefit. The other feedback we received is like the ridges on the nails kind of disappear. And that's kind of, you know, there is a really good hair, skin, and nails combination in there with the biotin and the retinol and selenium. And then in month two, it's definitely sleep is coming back really strong. And that's because there's 150 mg of magnesium in there. And if you have somebody who's magnesium deficient, that has a really big knock-on result for you. And a lot of people who are wearing wearables, like be it a Garmin, are tracking their sleep, are really noticing how their deep sleep has improved. So that's a something that kind of comes about in kind of month one, month two. And then by month three, immunity is really interesting because you only really see immunity in retrospect. So it's only after you've dodged a bug or a flu that's gone through the entire house and you're the only one still surviving. That's a really interesting one because we've just gone through the Christmas season and a lot of people, you know, have been on this since September. And the amount of people who are coming up to us every day saying, "I have never gone a Christmas without having to lay low at some stage. You know, you're going out too many nights, you're not getting enough sleep, you're probably overindulging on alcohol. There's a lot of reasons why it catches up with you around that time." And we are getting daily feedback from people saying, "This is the first year I've sailed through." So we kind of know that that word of mouth is ultimately what we trust in terms of when we decide to commit, because it is a commitment, you know, it's a commitment to yourself, it's preventative, as Louise describes. But that kind of testimonial and that word of mouth and that those kind of reviews, once we can share those in a, you know, in a meaningful way, I think that that's just a game changer for us.
Yeah, I mean that's brilliant because this Christmas I think has been particularly a lot of doses going around, and yeah, I even fell victim to it there this year. So
Sorry,
that's really good feedback.
I should also say though, it's really important to manage expectations. Like it's not the cure for COVID, you know, and that is important as well, you know, that it's something that we know through clinical trials that this is something that improves your immunity if you take your vitamin D3 at this particular dose and your C and your zinc. And we know that it works and it will shorten the period of time if you do get an infection and it will help you to like avoid infections and bugs. But we do need to temper that with it's not good, it's not the cure for COVID, you know?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And one of the things that I always ask my guests is their three top tips to help improve the health of the nation. So I think with three of you being there today, I'm going to ask you each to give me your top tip, but it can't be the same as the person before you.
Okay. Shall I start? I think having, like I told you with what I've seen in LA, I think it would be great as a tip to for us all to get to know our bodies better and to get our bloods read frequently and to really be aware of what's happening in your body, what works for you food-wise.
Super. Thank you. Jenny.
Yeah, so my top tip for the nation would be we live on an island. There's water everywhere in terms of sea and lakes and rivers. And be careful, obviously, where you jump in, but get into the open water as much as possible. I think the mood benefits, the community advantages, everything that goes with it, it's just good for us. And I know there's a big barrier to people trying it, but there's a reason why everybody never shuts up about it once they start. So I would just be like, get involved. Come to a sisterly sea swim.
That's what I was going to say, because sometimes people don't want to do it on their own, but if you guys are offering that community and stuff, it's yeah, I would definitely agree with that one as well.
Yeah, you'll find we post our invitations to sisterly sea swims on our Instagram, which is Sisterly Lab. It's a great community of women, and you'll be carried over that issue of like, oh my God, am I really doing this? By just the fact that you see everybody else doing it and they're all surviving. It's fab. It's really fab.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jenny. And Aoife?
Yeah, so mine would be to read the food labels. So unfortunately, you know, the food industry does not have our best interests at heart most of the time. We'd like to think they do, but often they don't. And you know, people are probably have probably watched Netflix documentaries on where our food actually comes from. And unfortunately, it's never excessively reading labels, but just to kind of have a fair idea as to, you know, what you're putting into your body. And obviously, the more natural it is, the better for you.
Okay, fantastic. And I notice as well on yours, you don't have any preservatives, no nasties, gluten-free, no GMO, it's vegan, yeah. No added sugars, and scientifically formulated. So the reading on the packaging there is all pretty good. So that's great. And so if people wanted to learn more or get a hold of you, you've mentioned the Instagram account, and in the show notes I will have all of the links there as well, but where else can they follow you guys?
So we have our website, sisterlylab.com, and that's actually really worth a read because it will give you access to the suite of female health experts that we had working with us on this. It wasn't just Dr. Daniel Jones. We ensured that we had, you know, third party reviews to ensure that the formulation was the best it could be. So it's interesting to read their bios. I think it's, you know, it informs the 3 years that we spent getting this right. We're well spent. And also it gives a lot of information about the nutrients and the forms and the doses and why they're there. So I actually think that's a really good place to understand the product. And if anybody wants to contact us and if it has any queries, our website, our email address is hello@sisterlylab.com. And Aoife is at the end of that address at the moment. So don't think it's going into the abyss. It's not. Yeah. It'll be read.
And, you know, obviously some people have questions. You know, people may be on HRT and they've been writing in saying, can we take the elevator while on HRT? Which the answer to that is absolutely yes. They work extremely well in combination. But people may be on other products or they take vitamin D3. And we're very happy to, you know, have our health experts answer all those questions. So if anyone has any concerns at all, we're here and we'll get back to you straight away.
Brilliant. And thank you very much. You've given the listeners 10% off their first purchase with the code COOKEATNOURISH10. So thank you very much for that. Is there anything else you would like to add or include before we wrap up today's episode?
Just one point I think that's important for anyone who's actually fasting, you can take the elevator in the morning and it does not break fast. I think that's quite important for a lot of people.
Okay, great. Good to know. So yeah, I think that was it. So thank you very much, ladies, for coming on today, and well done. And I wish you continued success, and maybe I'll catch you on one of those swims.
Yay. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast. It would really help if you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And please be sure to check out my website, fionasfoodforlife.ie, to see upcoming events and to get lots of recipes and tips. Happy cooking!